and discussion with him. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Responsive reading 69. Confession of sin. O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. Speak thy words to our hearts, thou God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may we know that the word is thine because of our glowing love. There is no touch like thine. There is no voice like thine that has called us to be thy servant. Draw near to us. Whisper to us. Lay thy hand upon us, and we shall be cheered and healed and made strong with thine own strength. We have wandered, but thou knowest that we love thee. We have stopped our prayers that we might sin. Yet all the while the prayer has been utmost and has prevailed. We have gone away from thy sanctuary, but our hearts have ached that we might return. Behold, thou hast not left us to ourselves. Thou hast followed us. Thy Holy Spirit has been with us, entreating, rebuking, reproaching, yet comforting, assuring us when our hunger was keenest that in our Father's house there was bread enough to spare. Give us understanding of the times, that we may know what thy church should do. Bless us with the spirit of fearlessness, that we may speak the necessary words with clearness, with the power of self-restraint and the charm of anxious modesty. May there be no sparing of wrong. May there be no compromise with evil or darkness. May no bribe be accepted at Christ's altar. But may all men be alive with the spirit of righteousness, burning with the spirit of love. Then shall there come upon all of thy church a revival of intelligence, earnestness, intense, enduring. And he who is our Savior shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Amen. In keeping with the request that we received for this week, that we speak in a way that would call our attentions to the services not only in our chapel next week, but also in the church, I would like to call to your attention the instant in the Old Testament concerning a ruler of Israel named Hezekiah. This king's father, Ahaz had ruled the people of Israel for 16 years. Years which were full of sin and idolatry. And he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Ahaz made images for Baalism. He burned incense to the heathen gods, offered his children in the fire in the manner of the heathens, and offered sacrifices in high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Ahaz led his people from their Lord, and in doing so, led them to defeat. The enemies and their gods defeated Ahaz. Ahaz became angry at his defeat and closed the doors of the temple. So lived Hezekiah's father. The story of Hezekiah is the opposite of that of his father. He remembered the days of defeat and shame and wanted to renew God's covenant with the people. He wanted the doors of the temple reopened and the house cleansed and set in order. He called the Levites and the priests together for sanctification. He called on the people after the cleansing of the temple for the sin offering and the burnt offerings, signifying the confessing and repentance of their sins. After they had done these things, the congregation worshiped and sang joyfully. They offered themselves for consecration. This was not done by long planning, but that God had prepared the people, for the thing was done suddenly. And after the people had been cleansed and purified, they were able to hear God's call and follow Him. There are three things here which I think we as God-called servants should consider. After considering them and doing them, a revival would break out, not only here, but in all of God's children. First, God's servants were called upon to confess their sins. They had broken the covenant. They had sinned. They needed to purify and sanctify themselves before they could serve God. Are we not in many ways like these servants of God? Have we not become callous to God's Spirit? Have we not become neglectful in our services? Are we witnessing? Are we living an example of Jesus Christ before His children? Have we made an honest effort to call out the God-called servants? Do we not cheat a little when the pressure is upon us? Have we not failed in our prayer life, our stewardship? Have we not lost faith? In my own life, I can say yes to these questions. We need to stop and examine ourselves and see how big we have become in our own eyes, but how little we have become in God's sight. Secondly, these servants repented of their sins. Are we so short-sighted that we cannot see that even as God's called servants, we have missed the mark and fallen short of His standards, that we are not perfect, and that we need to repent? Have we not sinned? All have sinned and come short of the glory of the Lord. Meaningless sacrifices will not be acceptable, for God's sacrifices are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Thirdly, they consecrated themselves unto the Lord. They bowed down and worshiped the Lord. They rededicated their lives to God and renewed their covenant with God. Seriously, in your own hearts, have you not felt the need as a preacher to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ? Yet you've been afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid that it is too old-fashioned? Afraid that we might become emotional? Afraid that others might laugh at us? That preachers should not stray from God? We do stray and shall continue to do so. But God, with his love and mercy, will give us a new life to start over each time we come to him. This morning we have an opportunity, as we sing our closing hymn, to do as these children of God, these servants of God, did before they cleansed the temple and made their offerings to him. And won't you, as we sing, think upon these things as God's call, children, to a special service. grace, love, and peace abide now with you through Christ Jesus, our dear Redeemer.